We are here at Women's Solidarity, and we are speaking to Rosa Zechner, who will tell us about the history of the organization, as well as the library.
Frauensolidarität, Women's Solidarity, was founded in 1982 by former female aid workers, scientists and politicians interested in women in Africa, Asia and Latin America and development issues. They started with producing a magazine already in the first year, and the magazine has also been published quarterly since 1992. The women wanted to raise public awareness about the situation of women in Africa, Asia and Latin America here in Austria. Yes, they wanted another perspective. Not suffering object. Yes. They worked together with a Colombian organization, which worked in improving the working conditions for women in the flower industry. And this was the starting of the flower campaign. In the meantime, you can get fair-traded quotation flowers in our supermarkets and in the flower shops. With flower shops, it's the flower label program, and in the supermarkets, it's fair-trade label. Yes, mm-hmm. And starting with this, Frauensolidarität has been specializing on female workers' rights for already 30 years. Yeah, in the late 90s, Frauensolidarität initiated together with other NGOs the Austrian Clean Clothes Campaign. And then we specialized on female workers in the informal industry and in decent work, yes, and this is one focus, one main focus of Frauensolidarität, female workers' rights, yes. And in the 90s, Frauensolidarität, when Frauensolidarität had planned to build up a library, a small collection of books and of periodicals already existed, and in the 90s, time was favorable for public funds. And a network of libraries with focus on development issues was emerging. And in this context, Frauensolidarität was successful and received public funds from the Austrian Foreign Ministry, yes, to build up a library. And then in the following years, further subsidies followed, and to run the library. The focus of the library is women in Africa, women and gender relations in Africa, Asia and Latin America, and North-South relations from a feminist point of view. When we started, our focus was mainly on so-called authentic sources, documents which were produced by women's organizations and networks in Africa, Asia and Latin America, because there was a lack of such materials in Vienna libraries and in Austria and in the whole German-speaking countries, yes. Yes, with this focus, we built up a very fine selection of international magazines, journals and newspapers with many titles produced in the Global South. Our main users are students, mm-hmm. students of different disciplines like gender studies, international development, political science, cultural anthropology and so on, but also teachers of both universities and schools. Then scientists, journalists, And last but not least, pupils who have to prepare their so-called vorwissenschaftliche Arbeit. This is a pre-scientific work. In Austria, pupils have to write the work in order to finish secondary school. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have special services. We provide comprehensive advice in research in connection with research topics. We help to define the topic. We help to find literature. We prepare bibliographies for university courses and inquiries outside of Vienna according to the special topics they have. Yes. And these services are very valued by our users, yes.
We are now with Claudia Del Bianco, who will tell us about the magazine published by Women's Solidarity and their involvement with Radio Orange and the importance of community radio.
Well, I'm the editor of the magazine. It's a quarterly magazine, so four times a year we're coming out. We have always some special issues and, you know, some broader topics as well. So the special issues can be, we had one last year on humor, how women use humor for, you know, fighting for women's rights, or we have some on urbanization, so there's a variety. And we always try to, you know, we're contacting authors from the global south or also from, you know, from Europe, from the US, so from everywhere, because the aim is to, you know, to give another side of, or give another perspective on the topic of women's rights and the movements, of women's movements, which are not covered by the mainstream media. So, and for us it's important to, you know, to give the voice, like in community media you have the saying, give the voice to the voiceless, so they can, yeah, they can show, you know, speak up for themselves. We are somehow in a niche. We cover, you know, development, politics from a feminist perspective. I think we're the only German-speaking magazine who is focusing on that topic. You know, as Women's Solidarity, as Frauen Solidarity, it grew, you know, we concentrated on, there was also concentration on the media work. So in 1995, there was some engaged women. It was also started as a voluntary group. I mean, still a voluntary group. They had the idea of, well, let's get together as a women's group and make our own broadcast at Radio Orange. So then the editorial group called Women on Air, they started, and it's a collaboration between Radio Orange, which is the biggest community radio station in Austria. It's based in Vienna, and between Women's Solidarity. So it was great, and I think the editorial group is still existing because, you know, we have the time slot at Radio Orange every Tuesday and for 1 hour. So Radio Orange provides all the technical part, and Women's Solidarity, you know, we provide the thematic focus somehow, because we know when, for example, international guests are coming. We have a mailing list where we send out events and there are always women who are interested in, you know, learning how to do radio. You know, the important thing about this editorial group is, you know, you can empower women to use their voice, to speak up and tell their own stories. And, you have the radio because, you know, you can invite women into the studio and they are very happy to tell their stories, especially when, we have the experience that the women from the global south, when they tell us their their stories. We can also learn a lot. They, you know, the radio scene in Latin America, it's amazing. I mean, it's there for so long, and it's used by so many women mm-hmm. to fight for their rights. And it's such a powerful tool. I think that the biggest success is that women's solidarity is still empowering a lot of women, or is, you know, can provide a place to meet and to mm-hmm. get in contact and to network.
This broadcast has been produced with the financial assistance of the European Union. The contents of this broadcast are the sole responsibility of Front Solidarität, the Cyprus Community Media Center, and the Punjabi Center Desi Radio, and can under no circumstances be regarded as reflecting the position of the European Union.